and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the 21st week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara lives in Great Bend, Kansas, and the title of her preaching today is, What Do You Tithe Each Day?
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe mint, dill, and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice, and mercy, and faith. It is these you ought to have practiced without neglecting the others. You blind guides, you strain out the gnat, but swallow the camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, for you clean the outside of the cup and of the plate, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence. You blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup and of the plate, so that the outside also may become clean. Have you ever picked dill or tried to rid your garden of invasive mint? Dill is a prolific self-seeder. Those hundreds of tiny seeds fall to the ground, and next year little volunteers come up everywhere. I would imagine it was plentiful and cheap during Jesus' time. And mint, it sends its roots everywhere and comes up in the midst of your flower garden or vegetable garden. It's hard to get rid of. Again, it would be plentiful and cheap. And it wouldn't really take too much effort to use these herbs as tithes to the temple. Jesus probably saw it as the least a person could do. But for Jesus' followers, the least is never enough, especially when it comes to caring for others. Jesus reminds the scribes and Pharisees that there's more that needs to be tithed: justice, mercy, and faith. These were the tithes God wanted and wants from us today. It's not that God wants us to judge people, especially not the marginalized, but we are called to use right judgment when interacting with others. Earlier in Matthew, Jesus admonishes, take the wooden beam out of your own eye, and then you'll be able to see clearly to take the splinter out of your brother or sister's eyes. I think that's a kind of judgment. And mercy. What would Jesus think about the rash of executions occurring around the world, and especially in the United States? 3 in one day. And where is the civility in our speech about others? And can we find forgiveness for those who seem so hard-hearted? Finally, Jesus criticizes them for not tithing fidelity or faith. For Jesus, it was recognizing the faithfulness of God to God's own chosen ones. For us, it would be fidelity to God through our faithfulness in treating others as Jesus did. Jesus is, after all, the image of the invisible God. Fidelity calls us to be true to our word, our promises, our duties, and reflect the face of God. It's interesting to me that Jesus tells the Pharisees that they must tithe all these things. In addition to judgment, mercy, and faithfulness, our love of God must fall in abundance and sprout up in words and actions with love for others. The roots of our love must spread even in tough times through mud and rocks to sprout into luscious openness and acceptance of others. Cumin, the other herb he talks about, provides seasoning that attracts and delights us. And our love for God must continue to season our lives and those of others. So today, consider how you tithe, how you are generous, how you give to others what God has so generously given to you.